O son of utterance, thou art my stronghold. Enter therein that thou mayest abide in safety. My love is in thee. Know it, that thou mayest find me near unto thee. O son of being, thou art my lamp, and my light is in thee. Get thou from it thy radiance, and seek none other than me. For I have created thee rich, and have bountifully shed my favor upon thee. O son of being, with the hands of power I made thee, and with the fingers of strength I created thee. And within thee I have placed the essence of my light. Be thou content with it, and seek not else, for my work is perfect, and my command is binding. Question it not, nor have a doubt thereof. Baha'u'llah.
Know thou that there are two kinds of happiness, spiritual and material. As to material happiness, it never exists. Nay, it is but imagination, an image reflected in mirrors, a specter and a shadow. Consider the nature of material happiness. It is something which but slightly removes one's afflictions. Yet the people imagine it to be joy, delight, exaltation, and blessing. All the material blessings, including food, drink, etc., tend only to allay thirst, hunger, and fatigue. They bestow no delight on the mind, nor pleasure on the soul. Nay, they furnish only bodily wants. So this kind of happiness has no real existence. As to spiritual happiness, this is the true basis of the life of man, because life was created for happiness, not for sorrow, for pleasure, not for grief. Happiness is life. Sorrow is death. Spiritual happiness is life eternal. This is a light which is not followed by darkness. This is an honor which is not followed by shame. This is a life that is not followed by death. It is an existence that is not followed by annihilation. This great blessing and precious gift is obtained by man only through the guidance of God. This happiness is the fundamental basis from which man is created. Worlds are originated. The contingent beings have existence, and the world of God appears like unto the appearance of the sun at midday. This happiness is but the love of God. Were it not for this happiness, the world of existence would not have been created. From the Divine Art of Living, selections from Baha'u'llah, the Bab, and Abdu'l-Bahá.
Create in me a pure heart, O my God, and renew a tranquil conscience within me, O my hope. Through the spirit of power, confirm thou me in thy cause, O my best beloved, and by the light of thy reveal unto me thy path. O thou, the goal of my desire, through the power of thy transcendent might lift me up unto the heavens of thy holiness. O source of my being, and by the breezes of thine eternity gladden me. O thou who art my God, let thine everlasting melodies breathe tranquility on me. O my companion, and let the riches of thine ancient countenance deliver me from all except thee. O my master, and let the tidings of the revelation of thine incorruptible essence bring me joy. O thou who art the most manifest of the manifest and the most hidden of the hidden. Baha'u'llah.
The revelation which from time immemorial hath been acclaimed as the purpose and promise of all the prophets of God and the most cherished desire of his messengers hath now, by virtue of the pervasive will of the Almighty and at his irresistible bidding, been revealed unto men. The advent of such a revelation hath been heralded in all the sacred scriptures. Behold how, notwithstanding such an announcement, Mankind hath strayed far from its path and shut out itself from its glory. Say, O ye lovers of the one true God, strive that ye may truly recognize and know him and observe befittingly his precepts. This is a revelation under which, if man shed for its sake one drop of blood, myriads of oceans will be his recompense. Take heed, O friends, that ye forfeit not so inestimable a benefit, or disregard its transcendent station. Consider the multitudes of lives that have been and still are being sacrificed in a world deluded by a mere phantom, which is the vain imaginings that its peoples have conceived. Render thanks unto God inasmuch as ye have attained unto your heart's desire and been united with him who is the promise of all nations. Guard ye with the aid of the one true God, exalted be his glory, the integrity of the station which ye have attained, and cleave to that which shall promote his cause. He verily enjoineth on you what is right and conducive to the exaltation of man's station. Glorified be the all-merciful, the revealer of this wondrous tablet.
From Prayers and Meditations of Baha'u'llah, the first part of number 38. Lauded be thy name, O Lord my God. I testify that thou wast a hidden treasure wrapped within thine immemorial being, and an impenetrable mystery enshrined in thine own essence. Wishing to reveal thyself, thou didst call into being the greater and lesser worlds, and didst choose man above all thy creatures, and didst make him a sign of both of these worlds, O thou who art our Lord the most compassionate. Thou didst raise him up to occupy thy throne before all the people of thy creation. Thou didst enable him to unravel thy mysteries and to shine with the lights of thine inspiration and thy revelation, and to manifest thy names and thine attributes. Through him thou dost adorn the preamble of the book of thy creation, O thou who art the ruler of the universe thou hast fashioned. I bear witness that in his person solidarity and fluidity have been joined and combined. Through his immovable constancy in thy cause and his unwavering adherence to whatsoever thou in the plenitude of the light of thy glory didst unveil to his eyes throughout the domains of thy revelation and creation, the souls of thy servants were stirred up in their longing for thy kingdom, and the dwellers of thy realms rushed forth to enter into thy heavenly dominion. Through the restlessness he evinced in thy path, the feet of all them that are devoted to thee were steeled and confirmed to manifest thy cause amidst thy creatures and to demonstrate thy sovereignty throughout thy realm. How great, O my God, is this thy most excellent handiwork, and how consummate thy creation, which hath caused every understanding heart and mind to marvel. And when the set time was fulfilled, and what hath been preordained came to pass, thou didst unloose his tongue to praise thee and to lay bare thy mysteries before all thy creation. O thou who art the possessor of all names and the fashioner of earth and heaven. Through him all created things were made to glorify thee and to celebrate thy praise, and every soul was directed towards the kingdom of thy revelation and thy sovereignty. Baha'u'llah.
O thou forgiving God, these servants are turning to thy kingdom and seeking thy grace and bounty. O God, make their hearts good and pure in order that they may become worthy of thy love. Purify and sanctify the spirits that the light of the sun of reality may shine upon them. Purify and sanctify the eyes that they may perceive thy light. Purify and sanctify the ears in order that they may hear the call of thy kingdom. O Lord, verily we are weak, but thou art mighty. Verily we are poor, but thou art rich. We are the seekers, and thou art the one sought, O Lord. Have compassion upon us and forgive us. Bestow us such capacity and receptiveness that we may be worthy of thy favor and become attracted to thy kingdom, that we may drink deep of the waters of life, we may be enkindled by the fire of thy love, and be resurrected through the breaths of the Holy Spirit in this radiant century. O God, my God, cast upon this gathering the glances of thy loving kindness. Keep safe each and all in the custody and under thy protection. Send down upon these souls thy heavenly blessings. Immerse them in the oceans of thy mercy and quicken them through the breaths of the Holy Spirit. O Lord, bestow thy gracious aid and confirm upon this just government. This country lieth beneath the sheltering shadow of thy protection, and this people is in thy service. O Lord, confer upon them thy heavenly bounty and render the outpourings of thy grace and favor copious and abundant. Suffer this esteemed nation to be held in honor and enable it to be admitted into thy kingdom. Thou art the powerful, the omnipotent, the merciful, and thou art the generous and the beneficent, and the Lord of grace abounding. Abdu'l-Bahá.
O Son of Light, forget all save me, and commune with my spirit. This is of the essence of my command, therefore turn unto it. O Son of Man, be thou content with me and seek no other helper, for none but me can ever suffice thee. O Son of Spirit, ask not of me that which we desire not for thee, then be content with what we have ordained for thy sake. For this is that which profiteth thee, if therewith thou dost content thyself. Baha'u'llah.